My Utmost for His Highest, by Oswald Chambers, YMCA chaplain, British military chaplain, and college professor. April 11th, from the Contemporary Version. Complete and effective divinity. If we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Romans 6, 5. Co-resurrection. The proof that I have experienced crucifixion with Jesus is that I have a definite likeness to him. The Spirit of Jesus entering me reassures my personal life before God. The resurrection of Jesus has given him the authority to give the life of God to me, and the experience of my life must now be built on the foundation of his life. I can have the resurrection life of Jesus here and now, and it will exhibit itself through holiness. The idea all through the Apostle Paul's writings is that after the decision to be identified with Jesus in his death has been made, the resurrection life of Jesus penetrates every bit of my human nature. It takes the omnipotence of God, his complete and effective divinity, to live the life of the Son of God in human flesh. The Holy Spirit cannot be accepted as a guest in merely one room of the house. He invades all of it. And once I decide that my old man, that is my heredity of sin, should be identified with the death of Jesus, the Holy Spirit invades me. He takes charge of everything. My part is to walk in the light and to obey all that he reveals to me. And once I have made that important decision about sin, it is easy to reckon, and I am actually dead indeed to sin, because I find the life of Jesus in me all the time. Romans 6:11. Just as there is only one kind of humanity, there is only one kind of holiness, the holiness of Jesus. And it is his holiness that has been given to me. God puts the holiness of his Son into me, and I belong to a new spiritual order. Here ends Oswald's reading. After regeneration, we become holy as Christ replaces our nature with his. By this simple act, the forces of our Creator work within us and keep us in line with his will.